From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. A new leader has been chosen for the United Nations. The Security Council has unanimously agreed that Portugal's former Prime Minister António Guterres should be the next UN Secretary General. Russia's UN Ambassador Vitaly Churkin made the announcement to reporters Wednesday, surrounded by ambassadors from the 14 other council nations after they held their sixth informal poll of the 10 candidates behind closed door. Churkin said that the council will meet Thursday morning to formally approve Guterres and recommend his candidacy to the 193-member General Assembly, which must give final approval. Hurricane Matthew, the biggest in a decade, weakened to a Category 3 storm as it roared past Haiti and Cuba and took aim Wednesday at the Bahamas and possibly the U.S. southeast coast later in the week. The hurricane is expected to hit Florida's east coast on Friday after tearing up Haiti and parts of Cuba, and residents in states along the Atlantic are being warned to get ready.
Florida Governor Rick Scott on Tuesday called for caution.
If Matthew directly impacts Florida, there will be massive destruction that we haven't seen in years.
States of emergency have also been declared in Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina. Officials have advised residents to make sure they have food and medical supplies for at least 3 days and that their cars are filled with gas. Grocery store shelves in many places were already short of staple foods, bottled water, and batteries on Tuesday. The Federal Emergency Management Agency has deployed crews and supplies within reach of the areas that could be affected. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
This is VOA News. U.S. Republican vice presidential candidate Mike Pence and Democratic candidate Tim Kaine spent Tuesday night attacking the policy proposals of each other's campaigns, as well as the records of their running mates Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. Pence and Kaine squared off in their only debate before next month's election, interrupting each other often as they discussed nuclear weapons, the situation in Syria, and criminal justice reform at home. Pence cast Clinton as the architect of President Barack Obama's foreign policy that he said has left the Middle East spinning out of control. Meanwhile, Kaine said Trump puts himself first and accused Trump of having business connections with Russia that he refuses to disclose. New satellite imagery of heavily bombed eastern Aleppo in northern Syria shows extensive damage to civilian areas since a temporary ceasefire broke down on September 18th. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva, where the UN Operational Satellite Program is based.
The UN Operational Satellite Program began mapping the extent of destruction in eastern Aleppo as the bilateral U.S.-Russian ceasefire agreement was falling apart. UNISAT research advisor Lars Bromley tells VOA a comprehensive damage assessment of Aleppo shows a very significant increase in the levels of destruction this year compared to the previous 3 years of analysis.
Remember that the areas that are being bombed have largely been bombed continuously for quite some time. What you see is the formerly blasted and blown up areas are experiencing a great deal of additional damage.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A knife-wielding man stabbed two police officers in Brussels Wednesday in an incident that may be terror-related, according to Belgian prosecutors. It was the latest attack on law enforcement officials in a nation that has been on high alert since 32 people were killed in suicide bombing attacks in the Brussels airport and subway on March 22nd. Pakistan's military has accused India of another unprovoked attack in the disputed Himalayan region of Kashmir and says it is returning fire. In a statement, the military said Wednesday Pakistani and Indian troops continue to trade fire in various parts of Kashmir. It is unclear if either side has suffered any casualties. The exchange of fire started shortly after Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif arrived in Parliament to discuss a September 28th attack that killed two Pakistani soldiers, which India described as a surgical strike against militants. Sharif told lawmakers that Islamabad will continue to extend political, diplomatic, and moral support to the freedom movement in Indian-controlled Kashmir.
That's the latest world news from VOA.